Oh.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Florida International University. I'm just following up with a survey that you were doing. So in this case, I don't know if you're able right now to help us out just to finish.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Right now, I just opened the survey. Okay, and in this case, next I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Okay.
Yeah, in this case, so the options are yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I don't believe it's happening.
Okay.
So which one would be your response to that question?
Yes. Yes. The first one, yeah.
Okay, you believe it's happening and you will be affected?
Probably will, yes.
Okay, thank you. And would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither?
Neither. As a matter of fact, I'm selling my home anyway in about another 2 months.
Okay, thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or no action should be taken?
I say no action should be taken.
Okay, thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all.
Okay, thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? In this case, we have neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job, or other?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't purchase my home. It was actually willed to me.
Okay, sir, you said the price?
Well, there was no price when it was involved with the transfer from as an inheritance.
Okay, got it. But if you have to select three of these characteristics, which one would you select?
Okay, could you go over those again, please?
Yeah, sure. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, and proximity to job.
Proximity to job, probably the price and crime.
And crime. Okay, thank you so much. And how long do you plan on living in your current address?
For at least another 3 months.
Okay, so you would say that less than 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, then we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
My age, I'm 79.
79, okay. And see, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
No others, just me.
And let's see. What is your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
That would be, I've got a doctorate degree.
Doctorate degree. Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay, thank you so much. And please tell me which is the income range for your household?
Between 35 and 40,000 a year.
Okay, thank you so much. So these were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your responses, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your opinion. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.